New tune from Torrin Wells on WJTL. That's Breathe On It. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It is May 26th, 7:04 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, voting is underway for LNP's Reader's Choice Awards. It's another great opportunity for us to spread the word about WJTL and for you to let the community know that you value local Christian music. We'd really appreciate your votes for WJTL and the Junction Center. You can find direct links at the Reader's Choice blog at WJTL.com.
We have the pleasure of having Ashley Zimmerman joining us. She's the marketing director at Catalyst Christian School. Ashley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Anyone you want to give a shout out to today?
Well, hopefully all the kids are sleeping since it's summer break officially for us. But the teachers should be getting up and ready for our breakfast to celebrate the end of the year.
How fun is that? So what does that breakfast entail?
We all get together. It's a big celebration. The board comes, the staff comes, and we get to just enjoy a quiet morning where kids aren't running in. It's a different type of morning.
I love that. And I love that you guys end before Memorial Day.
Yes.
Probably feels a lot easier.
Feels so nice not bringing them back after a fun holiday.
Correct. And as a student, like the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just slowly snowballing to the end. You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, happy summer to everyone at Catalyst. Ashley, tell us a little bit about Catalyst Christian School, because you guys really do things different there.
We do. Yeah, we are all about teaching the heart of the students to love Jesus. Like, it's not just about learning the regular math and language arts, but it's really about getting to the heart of the student and creating a passion in there for the Lord, because that's what's going to make all the difference in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just kind of underwent a name change.
We did.
You were formerly Lambs. Tell us about what went into that change.
Well, we kind of looked at our name and realized that it was a little bit limiting in the fact that Lititz area was small. And we have students that come from a much larger area, more of like a 15-mile radius instead. Yeah. And the Mennonite was also limiting because we have all denominations there. And so we wanted a name that really just spoke to the heart of who we were. Not that we were changing who we are, but that a name matched that we are here to ignite the faith in students.
That's amazing. Well, it's summer. We discussed that. And what you guys do to celebrate summer, at least one of the things that you do, is this benefit auction. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so that's coming up this weekend. It's our biggest fundraiser, but it really is a community event. It is for everybody to come. There is a live auction. There is food, because you cannot have food.
Well,
so starting on Friday at 4, you can either do a drive-through, so super convenient on your way home from work. Just, you know, make your wife's day. Pick your family some food, you know. We have a drive-through barbecue, and we have, or you can eat in. And then we have live auction that night. There's a student auction that night, so kids get to have fun bidding on things. And let me tell you, it is a room full of emotion when you sit there and watch the kids bid on things. And not win things, too. But we'll celebrate when everybody's cheering because they got this one thing that they were pumped about.
That's awesome. What does that student auction look like? What are they bidding on?
Honestly, the things that go the most are a like 2-liter bottle of soda with candy wrapped around it. But we have like Lego sets, Play-Doh things, like things for all levels, gift cards.
Sure.
Really anything from a pre-K student all the way up to a 12th grade student, there's something for them.
Is that the case for all the auctions, a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything, yeah.
That's cool. Do you have any good stories from previous auctions just that show maybe how God's working through Catalyst, or even just something that's funny?
Something that's funny. Well, I mean, this is a personal story. My daughter last year was bidding on these headphones, and they were gaming headphones, and she had her heart set on them, and she had a limit given by her grandpa, and it was getting dangerously close, and she ended up winning them. And I go to her and I was like, why these headphones? And she was like, I thought they looked really cool. It's like, but you don't game, you don't need a microphone. She's like, I don't know.
I've made decisions that I can't go back on them.
I can't go back. I put all my money in this one lot. But just seeing the joy on the kids' faces as they're doing all the things. But it's fun just to have the community see our school hallways. Like, it's an opportunity to come in and check us out. You know,
that's
no
something
strings
that
attached.
You guys do that's different. You don't just see schools doing this all the time. Remind us the dates.
It's
at the auction door?
Friday the 29th, this Friday, and Saturday the 30th.
Very cool. Well, Kids Cookie Break is going to be on location Saturday morning from 9 to 1 p.m. This is a community event, so come say hi to us and come say hi to the team at Catalyst. We're going to talk more with Ashley about the auction, a few more details about it as well. We got some great tunes on the way. Cody Carnes is on the way next.